To increase the dissociation, you can move those memory pictures farther away from you. Notice how moving them changes your emotional response to them. You should feel more detached from those memories.
If you have trouble dissociating from your negative experience, imagine that you're looking at it through a thick piece of plexiglass. This will allow you to separate yourself from the experience enough to recall the information without having negative feelings. You'll still remember any important learnings.
On the other hand, you can run through a series of pleasant experiences, taking the time to fully associate into each one. This will give you a way to enjoy your pleasant experiences more fully.
If you practice this a little bit, pretty soon your brain will begin to get the right idea and do the same thing automatically with all your other memories. When you learn how to associate or dissociate consciously, you then have a profound way of changing your life experience.
Dissociation is an especially useful process for taking the sting out of your really unpleasant memories, the ones that produce fear. NLP co-developer Richard Bandler developed a very fast and powerful technique for helping people remove fears, especially difficult fears like phobias, very quickly. It's called the Fast Phobia Technique.
And we'd like to give you an example of how to utilize that technique now. Our bet is, even with the little bit of description we've given you thus far, that you'll be able to figure out just why it works. What's best about this technique is that it works to remove your fear permanently.
When we initially learned this method, one of the first people that we worked with was an insurance salesman who had a fear of elevators. If a client was above the third or fourth floor, he had to take the stairs or avoid visiting them altogether. This fear really limited his income. We asked him where he got that fear, and he didn't have a clue. He couldn't recall the first time, but said as far as he knew, he'd been afraid of elevators his entire life. He could recall as a child being afraid to go up to the dentist's office on the seventh floor of a building and having to walk all the way up. On one visit, his older sister made him ride the elevator up to the dentist's office with her. He still shuddered when he thought about it.
To help him overcome his fear, we had him imagine that he could see himself on the elevator going up. He could picture that 7-year-old boy going up in the elevator filled with terror and panic, as though he were watching the scene from a distance. We had him watch it in black and white, so it seemed even less real and more detached to him. In addition to seeing himself in the elevator, we let him know that it was very important that he hear that little boy crying and carrying on in the picture as well. We also made sure that his internal dialogue was appropriate for detachment, for dissociation. We had him say, "He's frightened over there," and "That little boy is frightened." After he watched himself go up in the elevator and then get off and know he was safe again, we had him associate into the situation in a special way. We had him jump into the scene as opposed to watching himself be in the scene. He was to jump into the scene at the end, after it was over, and go through the same experience backwards, from the end to the beginning. So he popped out at the beginning before the event ever occurred. He did this in full color, and he did it very quickly, in about 1.5 seconds. From the end, back to the beginning.
Reliving the experience backwards quickly changes the order of the experience around in your brain, in such a way that the fear is actually eliminated. You just can't have the fear anymore. It's as if doing this process in your mind pulls the fear from the situation. What we mean by being in the situation backwards is that you actually jump into the ending and imagine that you're doing everything backwards. Walking backwards, talking backwards, moving backwards, doing the entire process backwards. The elevator is going down instead of up, and you end up at the beginning of the experience before it occurred.
Sometimes we have people actually practice moving backwards before we have them do the technique, so that we're sure they know what to do.
The man with the elevator phobia is still doing fine after 6 years. We tested his fear right after doing the technique by riding a glass elevator to a 13th floor restaurant where he enjoyed a glass of celebration wine.
It's important to note that the same technique works exquisitely on post-traumatic stress disorders, such as the type that many of the Vietnam veterans and police officers face. Anytime you have an intense fear of something in the world, it can be called a phobia.
You could have a phobia about riding in elevators or seeing spiders. You could have a phobia of driving on the freeway or of riding in airplanes. So anytime you have an intense fear about something, this process can be very useful.